And Matt Bevan joins us now with what's making news around the world. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. The missile strike by the US, the UK and France against Syria over the weekend is the top story today. As you reported earlier, there are sanctions apparently on the way from the US for Russian companies who support Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Russia isn't happy about the whole situation. President Vladimir Putin has stressed that if actions committed in violation of the UN Charter continue, he's talking about the missile strikes there, Putin says if they continue, it will inevitably lead to chaos in international relations. There has been some domestic backlash against the leaders who ordered the strikes. In the UK, the opposition Labour Party is angry that Theresa May didn't seek the approval of Parliament before launching the strike.
She took a decision sometime last week that she was going to work with Macron and Trump in order to have an attack on the chemical weapons establishments in Syria. She could have recalled Parliament last week. It's only the Prime Minister that can recall Parliament. Or she could have delayed until tomorrow when Parliament returns itself. And I think what we need in this country is something more robust, like a War Powers Act, so that governments do get held to account by Parliament for what they do in our name.
Opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn there. The Shadow Justice Secretary Richard Bergen agreed on Sky News.
What is clear is that from the opinion polls, there isn't widespread public support for this military action. So if the test is on a Prime Minister to only go to war with parliamentary support and with public support, then in that sense, the Prime Minister's failed.
Meanwhile, Labour MP Tuku Amuna says he agrees with the strike but thinks the Prime Minister should have sought approval.
Do you think the Prime Minister was right to bomb these three facilities joining with France and America?
Yes, I do, but I think she should have consulted Parliament first.
Meanwhile, in France, President Emmanuel Macron has faced criticism from the left and right over his decision to take part in the strike. The president of the right-wing party National Front, Marine Le Pen, said that these strikes against the Syrian regime engage us in a path with unpredictable and potentially dramatic consequences. Meanwhile, far-left politician Jean-Luc Mélenchon called the strikes an irresponsible escalation that did not have European or French Parliament support. US President Donald Trump is also facing some criticism that he didn't go to Congress first, but he doesn't seem particularly bothered by that. He described the strikes on Twitter as a perfectly executed strike and thanked France and the UK and said mission accomplished. Now, as you can imagine, Fran, this has led to some comparison with the famous images of former President George W. Bush standing on an aircraft carrier in front of a mission accomplished sign when the Iraq war was far, far from over. Independent Senator Angus King criticised President Trump on CNN.
I think it's very difficult to say mission accomplished if the mission is to deter the use of chemical weapons. We hope that will be the case, but we did a strike a year ago for that same purpose, and it was deemed a success, but the chemical weapons have continued to be used. So I think it's impossible to say at this point that the mission has been accomplished.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders explained the president's position on ABC News America.
Certainly the mission that the U.S. military and our coalition forces with the U.K. and France went out on Friday to do, they 100% met their objectives. That's what the president's referring to.
The Pentagon have been keen to emphasise how successful the strikes were. They've also been talking about what they call an increase in Russian disinformation. Here's Pentagon spokesperson Dana White.
As Secretary Mattis said last night, the Russian disinformation campaign has already begun. There has been a 2,000% increase in Russian trolls in the last 24 hours. Therefore, we will keep you all abreast of the facts moving forward. Thank you all very much.
A lot of the president's strongest supporters have been critical of his actions here. Here's InfoWars host Alex Jones, who is against military intervention in the Middle East, but has been a really strong supporter of President Trump's policies, speaking on his show.
But he was doing good, and that what makes it so bad. Oh, and that's what makes it so bad. If he'd have been a piece of crap from the beginning, it would be so bad. But we made so many sacrifices, and now he's crapping all over us. It makes me sick.
That's Alex Jones speaking on his internet and radio show about President Trump. He's a very big supporter of President Trump, usually.
Was that raw emotion we heard there?
Yeah, we are, definitely. Wow. Meanwhile, on Fox News, the US ambassador to the UN, Nikki Haley, has been facing some tough questions about refugee intake from Fox News there. But meanwhile, most of President Trump's tweets overnight have been about former FBI Director James Comey, who has a book coming out this week. There's an interview with James Comey being aired on ABC America later today, which features this little clip.
I honestly never thought these words would come out of my mouth, but I don't know whether the current president of the United States with prostitutes peeing on each other in Moscow in 2013. It's possible, but I don't know.
Overnight on Twitter, President Trump has referred to James Comey as slippery, a slime ball, a liar, the worst FBI director in history by far, someone he hardly ever knew as well. The book, he says, is badly reviewed, and he suggested that James Comey deserves jail. The interview is later today. The book is released on Wednesday, Fran.
Can't wait for that. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, Fran.
Matt Bevan, you're listening to RM Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 7.